Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us in studio right now from the San Diego Sockers. At least trying to.
Now, Craig, I will tell you
the headphones and stuff over there.
We are at Entercom, but those headphones are still mighty 1090, buddy. Just so you know. So you know,
I don't think your microphone's on either. So
it's just like the old days.
It's just
right?
Like the old days.
Feel
nothing
very
works.
Recognizable. Yes,
we wanted to make you feel comfortable. It's like what I don't want to be at a radio station where things actually work.
Old
that's
home
weird.
Morning.
Yeah, it feels like home, doesn't it?
Hi guys.
Hi, Craig.
Am I right though? Is that yeah, is indoors? Is indoor soccer
easy
called
now.
Futsal in
futsal.
Other countries?
Not exactly.
It's not the same thing.
Futsal is a very popular international sport, mostly in South America. It's played on a basketball-sized court.
Smaller.
No walls, rubberized floor, 4-on-4.
Oh.
So it's a slight, because it's smaller, the ball rolls out all the time.
You got to think it'd be crazy. You'd be chasing after that thing all the time.
All the time. We are arena soccer, and then what we played in Australia at the World Cup in October, that's mini football. 6-on-6, just a slightly smaller field, but an outdoor-style field.
Okay. I'm glad
now we know.
Because I've seen all these names before, and I've never really totally understood it. The walls are genius. That is genius for American soccer consumers, because they keep the action going, they add to the goals, they add a different element of geometry that I think is missing from our other sports.
That is factually correct, my friend. The wall of scora only happens in soccer, the off-the-wall pass, where we like to say...
Hockey, sort of, but it doesn't bounce that well.
We like to say in our sport, we build walls, but those walls build bridges.
Ooh, I like that.
Please tell me you don't actually say that.
There will be no bridges built tonight, Craig. There will only be bridges burned at the old versus new media game. I'm very excited to be captaining the old media team. I feel like I'm definitely the right man for the job, despite my lack of soccer ability or acumen.
Right.
You know, for me, it's more about leadership. It's about showing up early, being there for my guys, putting my guys in the best position to win, which I have no idea what that entails. I've been watching videos, though, of your beloved San Diego Sockers and trying to get a feel for the game, and it's very fast. And we, you know, I look around at myself, at Paul, a couple of the other guys on the team, and I'm like, I don't see a lot of speed here.
Got the size.
Size is important.
Got the strength.
Now, Hammer's very fast.
Yeah.
But I wonder, so we're looking at about an 8-minute game tonight?
10-minute game.
It changes every week, I feel like.
Three seasons of adult indoor soccer rank me in experience tonight.
I'd say on your team, probably in the upper half for sure.
Upper third.
Maybe upper third, yeah.
Maybe number one.
Well, yeah, we are screwed.
And I've, you know, I wanted to play goal originally, but I have, so I found out something through the grapevine. So the new media team has a guy that doesn't currently actually have a podcast to his name, Patty.
He's a vital part of Down at Our Rendezvous.
You know,
he's on every single episode.
Landon Donovan was a regular on Ben and Woods before. That, I'm not rolling him out there to play in the old media game. So, you know, listen, semantics are semantics. Patty was a professional goaltender.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was. I found this out this morning. So that's pretty awesome that we got to go against him. Now, Ciro, who works here at Entercom, he is a pretty damn good goaltender. I was going to be the goalie. I want to win. I'm putting Ciro in goal.
Okay.
Now I'm going to get out on the floor now,
yes,
which
you
is
are.
Really terrifying.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do then is either trade jerseys, you guys, and I was going to get Ciro a bib. I thought you were still starting in goal.
Because you got a different jersey when you're the goaltender. You're allowed to use
your hands. Wear an off-color jersey.
Yeah, you're allowed to use your hands.
Because otherwise no one would know who the goalie is.
Although I think Ciro could probably fit in yours.
Yeah.
You just trade.
You think
it
could?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're about the same size.
Yeah, you guys can trade jerseys. No one can. I know what you look like, and I'll be the one on the mic.
I'll be Sepulveda, and he'll be Woods.
Yeah, but golf. I think I can figure it out. I know what this goofball looks like.
Now, again, real quick, just a tip. Tonight, if I don't know what your plans were as far as announcing the rosters, go ahead and just announce them, because everybody knows who we are.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So just in the interest of saving time,
I'm sure they
just
all
announce
do.
Them because they know us.
Hammer is a household name.
He absolutely is. He absolutely
You're
is.
You're the first on the floor tonight, by the way, Woodsy, because old Am media I? Is being announced first, and the captain is announced first. Oh, so you will be first
alone
on the
out
floor.
There, and then just stop and just have him standing out there by himself, and that's the prank for Woods.
Do it's I run to the middle?
Yeah, actually, it'll be the far line. You'll run to the far line.
I don't even know what that is.
You'll be too tired by the end. You'll be done.
Yeah. Oh, you might be toasted. If you do what you told me you were going to do yesterday, you'll be pretty
toasted.
I'm not
doing that now.
There's actually like a real game, though, tonight, too, that's important.
Well, thank you,
because
Ben.
The Sockers are playing their rival, the Ontario Fury. And you guys dropped a game earlier this season, which matched your entire loss total from all of last year. That's a lot of pressure, because now you can't lose again, or you automatically had a worse season than last year.
All we care about, my friend, is lifting the Ron Newman Cup at the end of the year. And if we do that, we'll have had a more successful year, no matter what our record is.
Of course.
But you're right. We did drop the home opener. It was a shocker of sorts. And now the Sockers are about to play 6 games out of 7 at home, 2 this weekend. We've got tonight's match and Sunday evening. Tonight, Ontario Fury in town. And if you're a Sockers fan, you already know that's our Inland Empire rival. That's the closest team. That's the team that's dying to beat us. They signed Jermaine Jones, the U.S. men's national team.
I've heard of him, absolutely.
He will make his San Diego indoor debut tonight. We played him up in the Inland Empire.
They totally stole that idea from the Sockers when you put Landon Donovan on the team last year. But
Landon opened the door. Jermaine walked through. We appreciate it. You know, we're the doormen. We're holding that door open. We want everyone to come in. So not only did they sign Jermaine Jones, they signed the 3-time MVP of our league, Frank Tayu, who's been on the team that's knocked us out of the playoffs 5 of the 6
last
years.
Oh, my God.
So it's like they're stocking up on soccer killers.
But you guys sound like the next Julie V, right? From Eastern Europe?
Slaviso Upaparapovic?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Only Craig.
Slaviso Parapovic?
Slaviso Upaparapovic.
Mori Povic is on your team?
Mori Povic. Slav is a heck of a player, and all you need to know is his name is Slav.
Slav.
Number 99.
Like, he's well-prepared. He's Preparapovic.
Uba Para.
Uba. He's uber
Uba
Parapovic.
Uber Parapovic.
You're going to start on these names. He'll go all day, Craig, if you don't cut him off, as you know. He will go.
Yeah, Slav is a stud. We've got a lot. Our team is loaded. We're loaded. I know we say that every year. But that's what I love, and you know this, Ben, you know this, Woods. That's what I love about working for the Sockers. We're the Yankees of our league. We have one goal, win the championship.
Or else.
Do you send video crews to film the other team's bench for the game you're going to play next? Because then you can be the Patriots.
We are not the Patriots. We are the Yankees. That's a very important distinction.
Is there a way that I can get some sort of edge tonight, Craig? As you look at, you hear my Alka-Seltzer right now. I'm a little under the weather.
Uh-huh.
And Paul is as well. So we're already a couple minutes.
Careful with
down.
That stuff.
I know. I will be careful. Listen to that.
Wow.
It's good radio, right?
Effervescence.
There.
We couldn't have done that from the winter meetings on those headsets at the table. You need to have
that is good.
A professional radio studio.
That is good radio.
To listen to the fizz, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
No, I just, you know, look, I know that there's a I know there's a lot of good players on their team. We've got a couple of guys up our sleeve that we're just keeping under the radar. We don't like to talk a lot. We talk for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like what we get paid to do. It's not a hobby. It's actually our profession. So, we're just going to kind of go out there and play our game. But we're going to get a little instruction before the game, I understand.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, each of our media teams has an honorary Sockers alumni coach.
Amazing.
Because I know that you guys don't know what you're doing.
Correct.
And this could turn into a complete clown show. So, Anthony Medina is going to be the honorary head coach of Team New Media,
New Media.
And Nate Hetherington,
love Nate Hetherington,
is going to be the head coach of Team Old Media. In fact, they both just this morning sent me some motivational videos.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm going to be posting those on the San Diego Sockers Twitter and Instagram account so that you guys can get your motivational speech from your coaches. But they will be Nate will be helping you to figure out, you know, who subs for Paul,
right,
and who Paul subs for, and what position y'all's going
to
play.
You don't necessarily stop the game to sub, right?
Go on the fly.
You just run right.
I don't have any timeouts or anything.
No timeouts.
Oh my God!
You sub on the fly. sub on the run or on a whistle.
Now, I'm sure that all of our listeners
There's a ref.
Will they be doing cards?
You are really going to have to screw up to get a card, so I suspect you will get
one. If I get a yellow card, what does that mean?
Two yellow cards, you're out. You're ejected.
So I can go get two yellow cards quickly and just be done?
True.
Because it's a 10-minute game, and the yellow makes you sit five. I would just suggest
not... Oh, I have to sit five?
Yeah, it's a power play.
Yeah, a man down?
Yeah, you have to get on the power play.
Let me remind Ben, too. In indoor soccer... Blue cards are where you get the 2-minute power play.
Oh, that's
like
right.
A hockey, blue card. Yellow card is like when you yell at the ref and call him a naughty name.
Oh,
and then you sit in the box for 5 minutes.
So our girl Friar Gal tweeted in, who is live streaming this thing? People, if they cannot make it to the game, they will be able to watch this.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I want to say this to all of the audience. First of all, so I've got a couple of messages I need to deliver, but let's start on this one. Every soccer's match, every single one, is live, free, in HD on MASL TV, which is on YouTube. So super easy to find, super fan friendly in terms of you click onto the website. And, you know, if you have a smart TV, you've got YouTube on your big screen.
Right.
So we tonight, normally on halftime, we play ads, we play an interview, whatever. Tonight, we are going live the
yes.
whole way through.
You don't have to.
And
that's fine.
While myself, I will be heading down and being the PA.
Oh, God.
So I'll be the in-arena announcer. Our Nate Abarea, who works with me on the broadcast, will be doing play-by-play of the media game live on MASL TV on YouTube. And then the game is archived right afterwards. So everyone just needs to go find that Soccer's Fury match, get to halftime, and watch and laugh.
And I know the celebrity game is obviously a big enough draw to hopefully draw a huge crowd tonight, but you guys are doing a few other promotions as well tonight, I understand.
This is why I love Ben. The professional keeps all of the information flowing, keeps it moving. Yes, Ben, absolutely. One of the biggest reasons we're having the media game tonight is, of course, to raise awareness. Because this is the December season of giving for the Sockers. We have 4 home matches in the month of December. Every single game, we're doing something for our community. And we're asking our fans to help. And in turn, we're trying to give something back to them. So tonight is Sock Toss Night. And this is what we'd like you to do. When you come out to the match tonight, head on over to whatever department
Target,
store you
wherever.
Want. Right, Target, yeah. whatever. Get yourself a pack of socks, all right? You buy a pack of like 6 socks, it costs you maybe $6-$7, okay? You bring that pack of socks with you this tonight to Pechanga Arena San Diego. Right outside the north entrance, we're going to have a redemption kiosk where they're going to say, okay, you brought 6 packs of socks? Great, you get 6 entries. You bring in those socks. When we score our first goal tonight, everyone throws those socks on the field. It's a sock toss. We're going to gather all the socks up. San Diego Rescue Mission is taking all of the donations, and they're going to hand them right out to our local homeless. It's the number one thing that the homeless need that they don't get in terms of donations is this most basics, food, socks and underwear. So that is happening tonight. And I mentioned the entries, Ben, because for every pair of socks or underwear, new, please let me emphasize, new, not used.
Not even
new,
gently used.
Not gently used. Not partially used. Not horribly used. New pair of socks and underwear that you bring, every pair. So you bring an 8-pack of socks, you get 8 entries. We are doing a drawing, guys, for a brand new $4,000 spa. Brand new
Ooh,
hot tub.
I need one in my backyard. I'm going to Costco. I'm getting a Costco pack of socks.
That's right.
So I can get a lot of entries tonight.
So, yeah, we'll draw 10 finalists tonight out of everyone who donates. We're doing donation. We're doing a food drive on the 15th. We're doing a cleat drive on the 22nd. And on the 22nd, we're giving away this incredible spa.
You don't throw the cleats, do you?
Only one sock toss. Food toss, the cans of beans would be really painful. So everything else, no toss. Tonight, a toss.
Craig, it is good to see you as always. What happened to Farber? I thought he was calling in.
Didn't answer.
All right, okay. That's all right.
Craig, you
did a good job. You did a nice job. Good to see you. And tickets are available at the box office, obviously, tonight.
Absolutely.
Parking's still free.
Parking's
free,
yeah. Always. Think about that, guys. Tickets start at $15, but almost everywhere you go, it's a $15 parking just to get you in. So it's almost like a buy one, get one.
Who has the official rights to the emergency podcast after we win tonight?
Yeah, that's a good. Oh, but here's another question for you. Will new media, are they doing a Patreon for this, or is it going to be free content for once?
Yeah, I think for once.
For once it's going to be free?
This is going to be in front of the
people. Yeah. No GoFundMes or anything? No charity donations for these guys? Okay, cool. That'll be new for them.
Yeah, whoever wins gets the first shot on the live stream
cool.
or the podcast. Absolutely.
No Patreon
Craig,
good
to see you. We will see you tonight at Pechanga Arena.
Good luck, by the way, to Shelly, who's playing on
I
Team
know,
New
absolutely.
Media.
Well, he's a little perturbed that I have some split loyalties, which I actually don't.
Yeah, he has. No, that's the funny thing. There are no split loyalties. There's one
all
loyalty.
Team New Media. You know this.
Unbelievable. All right, unbelievable.
We'll wrap it up. We'll bring Hammer back in, get you ready for the weekend.
I mean, the guy routinely hangs out with our competition. Are you ever
literally
excited?
It's been a good
professional
week.
Goalkeeper, Patty.
Been a good week. It's been a Woods on San Diego's number one sports, but not too much sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.